making order out of chaos. That is the Word of God. Understanding that word that we might find encouragement for today and hope for tomorrow, that's this edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. Hello and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden. Our time together today will take us back to God's Word that we might find that hope, that strength, that encouragement for our daily walks in Christ. Won't you join us? For today's edition of Abounding Grace now, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Thank you for joining us for this Friday session of Abounding Grace. We're thankful to bring these radio broadcasts to you each and every week. And this week again, we have Wes Bradenhoff with us this Friday to discuss basic issues of the Christian faith. Today, we thought we would do a sort of discussion on books and Christian books and what books should we be reading. That's a very important thing, isn't it, Wes? There's so many books out there. How do you mine through all of that and decide what is good reading?
And I think especially at this time of year when people are looking for gifts for their family and friends, you know, things that they might want to give, that we could provide some recommendations that people can go out and find, and you know, good, reliable, solid material that people are going to profit from.
Yeah, there's lots of things written. It doesn't mean that they're all profitable. And having a good library and discerning what is good reading will be very good for your souls as Christians. If you are a Christian today, to consider what the Lord has said and how He has worked in other people's lives to advance His truth. Wes, I'll start with you. What book do you have first to recommend?
Well, actually, you know, that's good that you were just mentioning how the Lord has worked in the lives of other people. And what I have here is a sort of an autobiography, I think, of one of your professors from seminary, W. Robert Godfrey's An Unexpected Journey, Discovering Reformed Christianity. Again, the author there is W. Robert Godfrey, An Unexpected Journey. Now, this is a really interesting book because it traces the life of Bob Godfrey, who's a professor at Westminster Seminary in California. How he grew up in a non-Christian home, I believe, and eventually was brought to church through some friends in high school, and discovered the Reformed faith, and discovered that being Reformed actually means to go back to the Bible and go back to what the Bible teaches. And as he works through his life and details some of his life experiences, he does that in a devotional way. Each chapter of this book has a scripture passage that goes along with it. So, for instance, chapter 1, hearing about Calvinism, God in control. He works with Psalm 139. Chapter 2, experiencing a congregation, Psalm 84. And, you know, this is a really good book for people who may not be familiar with Reformed Christianity, who would like to know more about what it is from somebody else who discovered it, who's excited about it, who's passionate about it. And, I really enjoyed this book, and I would highly recommend it to our listeners. Again, that's An Unexpected Journey, Discovering Reformed Christianity, W. Robert Godfrey. And the publisher is P&R.
One of the books that I have been very impacted by, and it's a really good book, it's called Too Good to Be True, Finding Hope in a World of Hype. And the author is Michael Horton. He's a professor at Westminster Seminary. This is published by Zondervan, and it's a recent publication. It's a very good book on Christian suffering, and that's something I think suffering hits at every time in a Christian's life, and not all Christians give the same sort of perspective about suffering. What Michael Horton does in this book is he outlines what should be the Christian's perspective when tragedy strikes. He talks about some of his own experiences with the death of his father. And that there is good news in light of suffering, that all suffering in the Christian life has a purpose. Mm-hmm. And then he presents this really glorious view of God in this. There are different views of God today, and he kind of interacts with that. There are some that talk about God is actually going through the suffering with us, and that is a very dangerous approach to looking at suffering, as opposed to our God is big enough to actually bring us through the suffering. And so he has a greater purpose in mind through the suffering. And sometimes there's that feeling, is anybody up there listening?
Mm-hmm.
And he has a whole chapter on that also. And so I would recommend this book, Too Good to Be True, Finding Hope in a World of Hype on Christian Suffering. If you're going through suffering, especially today, this is a book you want to pick up. Zondervan, again, is the publisher.
I would second that recommendation. I read that book when it first came out, and it blew me away. It is a very powerful book, and I have handed out that book to numerous members of my congregation who have been going through various trials, and I believe they've also found it to be an encouragement for them. And connected with that, I have another book also on suffering. This one is a church history book by John Piper, who's a Baptist from the United States, Minneapolis, Minnesota. This book is book two in a series called The Swans Are Not Silent. And in this series of books, John Piper goes to various themes using the lives of various characters through church history. And in this particular volume, it's called The Hidden Smile of God. John Piper looks at the fruit of affliction in the lives of John Bunyan, William Cowper, and David Brainerd. Now, John Bunyan is probably familiar to many people as the author of The Pilgrim's Progress, one of the bestsellers in the history of book publishing. William Cowper is a hymn writer, famous for writing numerous hymns, including God Moves in a Mysterious Way. And David Brainerd was a missionary among Native people in the United States in the 18th century. And so each of these men have in common that they all experienced enormous amounts of suffering in their lives. John Bunyan was imprisoned for 12 years, and William Cowper was a man who suffered with depression, a man who even attempted suicide on a number of occasions. He had a friend, John Newton, who people will remember as another hymn writer, who helped him through these bouts with depression. And David Brainerd experienced tuberculosis and various other illnesses. Eventually, he died at the age of 29 years old, so a very, very young man. Anyway, John Piper goes through these things. He looks at the lives of these men, and he also provides encouragement for believers today using the scriptures. And so another book for those who are suffering and for those who are having difficulties in their lives, The Hidden Smile of God by John Piper.
One of the books I'm also going to recommend here, there's a lot of discussion today. I mean, you cannot enter the Christian bookstore without being bombarded with many different books on end times events, what we call eschatology, the study of the last things. And I want to recommend the book, The Man of Sin. There's a lot of discussion about who this coming Antichrist figure, what he will be, what he will look like, what that will produce. And this book is by Kim Riddlebarger, put out by Baker Books. And again, the title is The Man of Sin, Uncovering the Truth About the Antichrist. And this is an excellent book, sort of dealing with the misconceptions about who this figure will be. There's been a sort of really fascination that we've tried to play pin the tail on the Antichrist for years. And here he goes through the whole Old Testament doctrines of who the Antichrist, the forerunners of the Antichrist, what they look like in the Old Testament, and then how, for instance, the epistles of John treat this, that many Antichrists, John says, have already come. And then he deals with the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. All these themes that many Christians are very familiar with as they look at Christian books, but this comes from a little different perspective. So I would encourage anyone who's interested in the study of the last things to pick up this book, The Man of Sin. And always, of course, at the end of this, he's giving a wonderful perspective about how we know the enemy that the Bible presents to us. So this is a wonderful book for that end, and I would recommend that. Again, Man of Sin, Baker Books, Kim Riddlebarger is the author.
The other another book I'd like to recommend is, we already mentioned one by Michael Horton, but Mike Horton has put out a lot of really good books that we can recommend to our listeners. And another one that he's written, a popular book, is Putting Amazing Back into Grace. It's subtitled Embracing the Heart of the Gospel. And in this book, Horton reminds us of the Reformation's radical view of God and his saving grace, the liberating yet humbling truth that we contribute nothing to our salvation. Just reading the blurb on the back cover. It lays out the scriptural basis for this important doctrine and the implications of this message for a vibrant evangelical faith. Michael Horton's accessible treatment of who does what in salvation will inspire you with a fresh amazement at God's grace. So if you want to be impressed with God, if you want to be in awe of who God is and what he has done in Jesus Christ, I would urge you to pick up this book, Putting Amazing Back into Grace by Michael Horton, published by Baker.
I would add to that, that book is a great introductory book to the basic doctrines of the Christian faith, the doctrines of what we say, faith alone, grace alone, understanding God's sovereignty and salvation. And I would recommend that heartily to anyone who is new to these to the basic doctrines of the Christian faith. So, one other book, our time is escaping us just very briefly. A new book was put out called Only One Way, and that has a question mark there. It is reaffirming the exclusive truth claims of Christianity. Today we're in a culture that has many different claims and says that, look, there are many different ways to God and many different ways to heaven. One of the very, very sobering truths about Christianity is that we say there's only one way, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And this book has authors David Wells, D.A. Carson, Peter Jones, Philip Ryken, Ligon Duncan, and Richard Phillips, all discussing the different views, of course, and also emphasizing that Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father. And so one truth, one people, one way, one Savior, one God, one among many. Those are some of the different chapter titles.
Are each of those chapters a sort of an exposition of a certain Bible passage?
Yes.
Is that the idea?
They are. They're an exposition of well, somewhat. There are some Bible passages here that are exposited. For instance, one Savior, Richard Phillips, looks at Romans 3:23. Peter Jones looks at Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God. That is an exclusive claim right there. And how is that? How is he revealed to us? Well, Philip Ryken looks at one truth, John 18:37-38. So you have all these, yes, expositions of different passages.
What's the title again?
Only One Way with a question mark. The publisher is Crossway Books, and again, edited by Richard Phillips. So, I don't know if you have anything else today, Wes, but why don't you tell us a little bit more about Langley Canadian Reformed Church?
Well, we worship on Sundays at 9:30 and 2 o'clock in Langley on 52nd Avenue. If people want more information, they can go to our website, langleycanrc.org. People are also welcome to give me a phone call. My phone number is 604-220-7718.
Well, thanks for joining us today, and may the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.
And with that, we come to the end of our time today here on Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden with our teacher and pastor, Pastor Chris Gordon. If you have questions, comments, maybe a prayer request, maybe today's broadcast has sparked a couple of thoughts in your mind you just can't get away from and you'd like someone to talk with, feel free to call or write to us. Our phone number is 360-318-0429. Again, you can reach us at 360-318-0429. Or stop by our website, lindenurc.com, and drop us an email. While you're there, pay us a visit and check the website out. We've got a lot of information about who we are, what we believe, worship opportunities here at United Reformed Church of Linden. Again, that's lindenurc.com. If you're writing to us, the address is 8650 Benson Road. Linden, Washington, 98264 is the zip code. And again, the phone number, 360-318-0429. If you would like to join us for worship, we do meet at 8650 Benson Road, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Sundays. We'd love to have you join us. In fact, if you do, would you let one of the ushers know you were invited by the radio broadcast? That would encourage us a great deal. And then we trust we'll see you again next time we get together for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.